Lakers ties it up with an 8-point score, and it's now 8-8. Connor Gettle brings it in for USA from Logan Collison. Russell's kick at the 30-yard line. He's brought down right there. He'll be brought down by number 20, the kicker himself. And Logan Collison Russell doing it all tonight, as teams in this drive at least. First down and 10 from the 30-yard line for USA, 70 yards in front of them, tied at 8 apiece.
They kick it right to Connor Gettle, which I'm surprised he fields it cleanly. And the first special teamer has to tackle him in open space, and it's Collison Russell, and he does an excellent job, because that's normally a situation that the offensive guy wins. But Collison Russell with a great tackle in open space, and looks like USA will start this drive just a fraction shy of their own 30-yard line.
And just to clarify, you're surprised that they kicked it to Connor Gettle?
Absolutely. Okay, why would you kick it to him? But it's an angled kick down the sideline away from the middle of the field. That helps with the coverage.
Connor Gettle still at quarterback, three-man backfield. Noah Crum is the third back there for the Patriots at their own 30-yard line. Home or road white uniforms, hand out to Walker Foley. Looks like Walker Foley on the bottom of that pile. Somewhere there, out for about a yard, out to the 31-yard line. Second down and 9.
You're absolutely right. Looks like Noah Crum is taking that third spot in the backfield with Connor Gettle shifting to the quarterback position. But the Lakers, the story of that play, no gain on the play, stopping that run around the left side for very little gain.
Second down and 9, 10 and a half minutes before the half is over. 8-8 Lakers in USA at Lakers. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole with your call tonight. From Lakers on a beautiful fall evening. Temperature is under 50 degrees for the first time this season. And Connor Gettle under center at his own 31-yard line. I formation, power to the right, and Connor Gettle rolling to his right to pass, and he has a man in front of him and gets out of that tackle, and now he has green jerseys chasing him down to the 25-yard line. It'll be a loss of 6. Getting to the backfield immediately was Garrett Bowles. He couldn't bring down Connor Gettle just outright strength, and then here comes the infantry.
Yeah, the play breaks down. The defensive line is in the backfield before Connor Gettle knows what to do. And Bowles actually, he let him go because he got a handful of face mask. He let go quickly enough without the official seeing. But that allowed Connor Gettle to get free for just a minute. He saves a few yards, but a huge sack on second down, loss of 5 or 6. And now third down and long coming up.
And we have a timeout called by USA with 9:54 left in the second quarter. 8-8. We'll stick with you here as we see some other area scores. Saying greater than East, Sandusky leading Ubley in the second quarter, 8-0. And Cass City in the second quarter beating Harbor Beach 14-0. And Marlette leading Algonac in the first quarter, 7-0. Third down and 15 for the USA Patriots after this timeout. Dave Hansen, what are you seeing here so far?
This is a very interesting situation now for USA, because you put backup quarterback in, which is probably your best athlete in Connor Gettle. So now you don't have Connor Gettle to throw to, who's going to throw the football. So do I believe he can throw it? I do believe he can, but how do you throw it to yourself if you're the best receiver on the team? So
someone has to tip it.
Third down and 15. In your own neck of the woods, it would be difficult for me to call back-to-back passing plays after how the last one went. But Coach Hahn, he's a gamer. That guy knows what he's doing, a former quarterback for this team. So don't be surprised with anything he pulls. But this is a very difficult situation for the USA offense, and the Laker defense has got to be feasting. But can't fall asleep. You can't allow a huge gain here and let any momentum back to the road team.
Third down and 15, three-man backfield once again. Connor Gettle under center. Braylon Ballard, Noah Crum, and Walker Foley in the backfield. Lakers putting 10 men in the box. Handoff up the middle to Noah Crum. Gets out across the original line of scrimmage. Excuse me, number 22, Walker Foley on the carry. Gets out for about 6 yards. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 9 from their own 31.
Yeah, your own 31 is the main point. It was a nice run by Walker Foley, one of the first times he's been able to get free tonight. But this has got to be punting situation here for me. Maybe fake punt, but I got to think he punts it away and trusts that his defense is going to do a little better job than they did on the last series.
So, Connor Gettle also punts the ball for the Patriots, facing a fourth down and 9 at their own 31-yard line. Weighing the snap, he stands at his own 20-yard line. Good snap, gets his punt away, and Connor Gettle is pushed down, and there's a flag at the end of that play. The ball comes to rest at the 27-yard line, brought in by Keegan Bixman on special teams, but this is going to be a running into the punter.
Oh, that might be roughing the punter.
Roughing the punter. They're going to So this will go against the Lakers, and this will be an automatic first down and move the chains for the USA Patriots after. So almost a three and out for the Patriots, bailed out by a flag.
76, Luke Brown, the guilty party, 6'3", 270. And there's, when you're that size, there's no such thing as running into the punter. It is roughing the punter all day long. He absolutely trucks Connor Gettle. Pretty easy call there, and he could tell he's right there for the block, but Gettle gets it away just in time. There was no holding up. It was a Mack truck running over a Toyota Prius for sure.
That might be the first time that Connor Gettle's ever been referred to as a Prius.
As a Prius, yes.
First and 10 for the USA Patriots.
What
now they're on 47.
What happens when you're off balance?
First and 10 from the 47, tied 8 apiece with 9 minutes left here in the first quarter. USA extending this drive with a flag on fourth down after the punt. Connor Gettle under center. Three men backfield working off the left hash of the 47. Road white uniforms, blue pants, white helmets. And off to number 22, Walker Foley, dives forward out to midfield, gets out for 3 yards, brings up a second down and 7 for the USA Patriots.
Been watching Connor Gettle at quarterback to see how he settles in, and he's a natural. I don't know if you watched on the last one, Clark, but he actually fakes the pitch to the wide back, which is Crum, and then still is able to pull the ball down quickly and hand it off to Foley, but he's selling fakes. He's running all around the ends like he's been playing quarterback for years. So settling right in early, which is good for USA if they're going to hang in this game with the Lakers.
Gettle under center with the flowing blonde locks of hair falling out of the bottom of his helmet. Under center, handoff, actually quarterback keeper for Connor Gettle, gets out across down to the 45-yard line before he's stopped by that Laker front line. Short of the first down marker by 2 yards, third down and manageable coming up. Tackle made by number 78, Blake Smithers.
That time the exact same play. He fakes the pitch to the wide back, he fakes the handoff to Foley, and then follows him right through that same hole, bounces off of him, and a nice gain on second down to bring up third down and 2.
7:48 remains in the first half. 8-8, both teams scoring on back-to-back drives. We had a Laker punt, a USA turnover of downs, a Laker punt, and then USA found the end zone on 2 plays and 67 yards in 1:04. Made it 8-0, and then Lakers responded with 1:01 drive, covering 5 plays and 35 yards to make it 8 apiece. T formation, 3rd and 2, Connor Gettle under center. And we have a motion in the backfield, and this will be a false start against USA. Braylon Ballard fell for the hard count himself, and this will push USA back 5 yards. So instead of a 3rd and 2, a 3rd and 7 right at midfield.
It looked like a Laker linebacker kind of creeped up to the line trying to jump the snap count, and Ballard fell for it. He fell, and when you're in the backfield and you're the only guy moving,
it's a little obvious.
It's pretty easy.
Bring up a 3rd and 7 from the 50-yard line. First down marker at the 43 of Lakers. USA in the huddle, getting the call from Josh Hahn. Back into the huddle, Connor Gettle, normally the fullback. Tonight, quarterback after Ethan Engelhart was knocked out early with an apparent knee injury. He is on the sidelines, standing under his own pressure. Helmet nowhere near him, though. 3rd down and 7 from midfield, left or right across the radio, and now we have whistles, and this will be a timeout called by the USA Patriots, their 2nd of the half. Clearly a critical play here for Josh Hahn. Dave, what do you expect here out of Josh Hahn?
It's a crucial play for him in this game. He can feel the energy in this stadium teetering. Like, he's looking for that momentum for his team and for his sideline. And obviously the false start penalty really messed up the play that he wanted to call. But knowing the ball at midfield, it's 4-down territory, so he's reminding his team and now his new quarterback of what the play is going to be. I think this is a situation where he's setting up the first play in anticipation of what he's going to run on the next play, letting his guys know that this is our chance to take the lead in this game. They want to stay in the lead if they can, because this Laker team is very physical. And again, it might be a situation who has the ball last wins this game.
Second time called by USA, 2nd in 3 minutes, in fact, in the second quarter. They're facing a 3rd down and 7 from midfield. This is probably our best atmosphere we've had this season yet so far, Dave. We have, of course, it might help because it's an open-air booth, my favorite here, but we have the cheer squad on the track, beautiful new track, in fact, and a decent crowd on both sides.
Absolutely, and you mentioned it right there, a decent crowd, as they're allowing more and more fans.